SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, kenaikan kasus varian Omicron COVID-19 menjadi dorongan bagi percepatan program vaksin booster. Mengapa masyarakat harus mendapatkan vaksin booster meskipun mereka telah divaksin? Berikut ini laporan yang disusun oleh Stephen Truss bagi SBS News. Lebih dari 1 juta warga Australia telah menerima vaksin booster melawan COVID-19. Namun, infeksi kemungkinan masih akan terus meningkat di seluruh dunia bersamaan dengan diturunkannya tingkat larangan dan dengan terus munculnya ancaman, maka vaksin booster nampaknya bukanlah cara terakhir mengatasi pandemi ini. Dr. Deborah Cromer, peneliti penyebaran penyakit menular seperti COVID-19 di Institut Kirby di New South Wales.
Now we're seeing that after a booster shot, we are getting high immunity, but that is at the level that it will wane within another 6 months.
Dr. Cromer membandingkan penggunaan vaksin booster COVID-19 dengan vaksin musiman untuk melindungi dari flu.
We have to think about the existing viruses that we see, sort of flu vaccines, you know, people get them every year. We don't think of them as booster doses, we just think of them as the annual flu vaccine.
Pemerintah federal telah mempercepat vaksin booster COVID-19 dalam upayanya mencegah penyebaran infeksi varian Omicron. Sejak tanggal 21 Desember, Australia telah memberikan 1,5 juta dosis vaksin booster atau 6 vaksin bagi setiap 100 orang. Dibandingkan dengan Israel yang dikenal dengan pemberian vaksin booster yang fanatik, telah memberikan 44 vaksin bagi setiap 100 orang. Dokter Umum Dr. Daniel McMullen, Presiden Asosiasi Tenaga Kesehatan Australia New South Wales, mengatakan terdapat tekanan untuk mempercepat pemberian vaksin ketiga ini.
And we don't want to panic the community because we do know that the first two doses still does protect you from hospitalization for at least that sort of 5 or 6 months or so. But when we look forward to next year, we know that a significant number of boosters are going to be needed.
Vaksin booster tersedia bagi warga berusia 17 tahun ke atas dan bagi mereka yang telah menerima vaksin kedua dalam jangka waktu 5 bulan sebelumnya. Badan Penasehat Imunisasi Australia merekomendasikan Pfizer atau Moderna sebagai booster, meskipun mereka menerima vaksin yang berbeda sebelumnya. Ahli imunologis Doherty Institute, Jennifer Juno, mengatakan adanya tanda-tanda vaksin booster COVID-19 dapat meningkatkan ketahanan tubuh terhadap COVID-19.
So we know now from a lot of data that the third booster shot actually brings your immune response to a level that's higher than what you ever achieved with the first two doses of the vaccine. So that's really encouraging.
Demikian tadi laporan yang disusun oleh Stephen Truss bagi SBS News.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.